Currently 61 degrees in Bedford, 63 in Lynchburg, 62 in Amherst, 63 in Roanoke and Salem, and 61 in Danville.
Okay, Janet, I found something for you.
Okay, I'm ready.
Let's see what happens.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Joe Diffie had him some hair, didn't he?
He did, back in the day.
One July in the midnight hour, he climbed up on the water tower, stood on the rail and painted a 10-foot heart.
Yeah, he did.
He's romantic. Oh my gosh, wow.
And the whole town said the fool should have used red.
But he did it in John Deere Green.
John Deere Green, wow. That's right.
Well,
I just thought that was just a fun. I love country music back mm-hmm. then. That's when I was singing country music, and I loved it. It was great.
It looks like he's got green eyes. I'm getting a little bit of a boy crush of the old Joe Diffie here.
Joe Diffie had some great, great music. Yeah. Just fun, mm-hmm. didn't take himself too seriously,
right. mm-hmm.
just a lot of fun.
Yeah,
so there you go.
all right
so we've got our interview coming
yeah,
up here very shortly.
Yeah, in just a couple of minutes Trey's gonna give her a call. Okay. And we'll get on, and then she can straighten me out on all my things that I said about the poplar forest. I've kept up with it over the years, but I haven't visited it. I see it in like 10-year increments, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I saw it first around 86, and then my last time that I was there was for a play. It's a beautiful, just whole area, and it was an outdoor play. It was a lot of fun. That was probably 3 years ago.
We go to 1776 when they do that on the 4th of July. That's a great
okay.
Event that they do
yeah.
there. And it's kind of cool to see that as you're in basically TJ's backyard.
Mm-hmm.
So I really enjoy that event when they have it. Hey, we've heard from our friends at the D-Day Memorial.
Mm-hmm.
And we did get a message from Angela wanting us to let people know that on Tuesday, mm-hmm. October 19th, Walter Sarver is going to be coming to the memorial.
Okay.
And he is a 103-year-old World War II veteran.
Wow.
And he should arrive around 1:30.
Mm-hmm.
And he was born in 1918 in Newport, Giles County.
How about that?
And enlisted in the Army in 1941 in Roanoke.
Mm-hmm.
He served as a tech sergeant in an anti-aircraft unit in the European Theater of Operations during the war.
That's so cool.
Yeah. And his daughter says he is able to be interviewed.
Mm-hmm.
And the media is invited to cover the event.
Nice.
And people are invited to come and meet him.
It's interesting how they just keep April and her crew up there. They just keep digging.
Yeah.
And finding those folks. And
because there's not a lot of them left anymore.
No, we've lost a lot in the
very rare
last 10 years, and we have the flights that they would do. My uncle was on one of those flights. My uncle Paul, he fought in World War II in the Navy, and my cousin Steve, somebody paid for these things too. They boarded a plane in Tampa. They flew up to the World War II Memorial. This happened about 8-9 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
They spent the day there, and they flew him back all in the same day.
Yeah, that's great.
And
good stuff.
It's just precious.
Yeah.
For them, for those people that number one put those packages together for the World War II vets, and that World War II memorial in D.C. is quite amazing. But we have one in our backyard that
right.
I just got to see when Richard Petty was
so
there.
So many people haven't been there.
Yeah.
Well, we have Halloween coming up.
Yeah.
You don't really like to be scared, though, huh?
I'm not a big scared guy, especially
yeah.
since my heart surgery.
I can handle a scary movie every
right.
now and then. If it's real stuff, though,
yeah.
not a fan.
Hmm.
A California homeowner was surprised to find that more than a few rattlesnakes were living
oh,
under
yeah.
their house. In fact, nearly 100 were found there.
100?
Al Wolf
came
to remove the slithering animals.
Al is my hero.
He's a wrangler. That's what he does. He's a brave man who loves his job.
Right.
He is a real-life rattlesnake wrangler and the director of the nonprofit Sonoma County Reptile Rescue. He's been bit 13 times.
Wow.
He's been rescuing and removing rattlesnakes from properties for 32 years, and he does it for free.
Oh, wow.
And he thought he had seen every little fang and heard every little rattle until recently he got this call from a homeowner who spotted a rattlesnake going underneath her mountainside home. So she reached out. He said he had to wear snake gloves so the rattlesnakes couldn't bite through them. He says it is dangerous.
Right.
He got on his hands and knees, said, "I wasn't there a minute before." In 60 seconds, he caught his first rattlesnake.
Good grief.
And the snake count kept going. He said soon he was at 10, 20, 30, 40, 50.
Oh, my gosh.
He said it took me about 3 hours, but I found a total of 92 rattlesnakes under that house.
Lord have mercy.
He said, "I was tickled pink. I wish that happened every day to me." He said he needed a bigger bucket to remove all the adult and baby rattlesnakes, because if you've got two, chances are you're going to have more.
Yeah.
He said this was a first for him, and he thought drought had a lot to do with it.
Right.
That's why there's so many in one place. And he says the drought causes them to go to areas where there's water, looking for lizards and rodents.
Wow.
All the snakes will be released in Sonoma County. And he doesn't expect to find 100 snakes in one place again, but he has his hopes. He said, "You give me 300, as long as I have enough containers, I'll do it all day long."
Yeah, that's
thank goodness for men like that.
Oh, yeah.
And for ladies like our next guest.
Yeah, that's right. We have Allison Ramsey, President and CEO of Thomas Jefferson's Poplar Forest, on the line with us. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you both doing?
We're doing great. So we had a story a little while ago about the facility and the land out there. Tell us what's been going on and what you guys are getting ready to do here coming up for fall.
Yeah, we've been very busy. Actually, yesterday we had a major event with the Garden Club of Virginia to dedicate the landscape restoration projects that they've helped funded in large part over the last decade. So there were three different projects that we dedicated: a double row of mulberry trees, two clumps of trees on either side of the house, and then the restored carriage turnaround and the planted oval beds in front of the house. So we had about 100 people out yesterday to commemorate that wonderful gift. So that's been keeping us busy. The landscape restoration, that project for now is completed, at least the first phase of it. One of our other major projects is the construction of our new entrance road, the Poplar Forest Parkway, which will come off of Enterprise Drive. Mm-hmm. So right now we have our main entrance is on Bateman Bridge Road. We have one-way road in and one-way out. So we're kind of landlocked in a subdivision. So it's really difficult for people to find Poplar Forest, even for local residents.
Sure.
So we're really excited about having this new two-way, two-mile road. We actually own 617 acres, which many people don't realize, but we have no way until the road is constructed of getting our visitors out there to experience the entire plantation. In addition to the new road, we'll have a trail that parallels the road, kind of a main trail that you can use to walk or bike mm-hmm. your way into Poplar Forest, and we'll have some interpretive stops along the way.
Nice.
Once we get that project finished next summer. Yeah. So it's really going to open up the whole site for us, and we hope bring more of the community out to experience Poplar Forest and learn about everything that we're doing and learn about what was happening at Poplar Forest on a daily basis. So it's a two-mile road with 7 stream crossings, so it's been a massive project for us. The road will be finished by the end of this year.
Okay.
The trail will be a little bit into next year, so we'll probably open it sometime in April of 2022.
That's great, because I've been here since 83, and I get turned around trying to find it at different times, because I was mentioning to Janet, I've sort of seen you guys in like 10-year snapshots. And saw you in the mid-80s when you walked into the house and it was basically nothing. They were pulling right. the different layers of plaster down, and they were trying to, you know, that project was very early on, and you guys have made so much progress in the house and, of course, the garden areas. I just have to ask a question, and I hope this is okay. Is Dave Claus still working with you all up there?
He just retired at the end of April, so we miss him dearly.
Yeah.
He was with us for, I think it was 15 years.
Wow.
By the end of it. So
yeah, I had
he was wonderful.
I had the privilege of hiring Dave when I used to run the mill shop at Taylor Brothers. And when I heard, he would moved in from California, Stockton, I want to say,
mm-hmm.
but he was quite a craftsman. And when I had heard from him, and his beautiful bride Bee, he told me he was going to work for you guys. I thought this is the perfect fit for him, because he loves architecture. He loves the old way of doing things, and it's good to hear that he had that good run. I know you'll miss him, because he's such a dedicated craftsman, and he's a rare breed anymore. But I'm glad he was able to contribute to Poplar Forest for all those years.
Yes, we were very fortunate to have his expertise and craftsmanship for so long, and he was just so wonderful too with the visitors, always being willing to engage with the visitors and mm-hmm. talk about what he was doing and working on, and just a wonderful person and staff member, so yeah. supportive. So yeah, and the house restoration has come so far, as you pointed out. We began that work really in earnest in the late 80s when mm-hmm. Travis McDonald, the director of architectural restoration, was hired, who is still our director of architectural restoration. So, yeah, and we have just this year completed the entablature in the dining mm-hmm. room. So sort of what we would refer to today as the crown molding around the
yes.
At the top of the between the top of the wall and the roof,
yeah.
the ceiling. So the entablature is all up in the dining room,
mm-hmm.
and we're now working on the parlor entablature, which will probably be done by the end of the year. And then next year we're looking to start painting. So
it's got to be
really come along.
Yeah, it's got to be like Christmas Day for him every day. Because I have a friend who Janet and I both know, we just call him T. He's a craftsman, but he's also into bees and honey. But he studied architecture for years, and I these guys just love the old Jeffersonian construction and architecture. I mean, it is a passion for folks like that.
It
and of
is.
Course, Dave, when he gets to actually use his hands to help restore. So I can only imagine he's been with you guys since the 80s, and he gets to head up this project. And I'm excited because I have a millwork background. And so when I see how they did stuff back then and how we try to reproduce it now with a lot more modern equipment, it just blows my mind that they did what they did
right.
you know, back then.
Oh,
right.
yeah.
You don't even understand how it happens.
And labor.
Yeah, for sure. Well, we encourage our listeners, if they've never been to Poplar Forest, to please go, because it is such a gem, and to come back if it's been a while since they've been there.
Yes, absolutely.
The best way for people to keep up with you, perhaps even donate to your cause there, what's the best way for them to do that?
Through our website, poplarforest.org, you can find all the information about visiting. We have some tabs up along the top about visiting, learning, shopping, and donate. So there's a donate button right there.
Okay.
And we certainly appreciate you mentioning that. We would love to have some additional support from the community. We are completely supported by donations. We don't get any state or federal funding. We're a private nonprofit. The only funding we get from the government is through competitive grants that we apply for. So we really do rely on the generosity of individuals and foundations and people coming to tour and participate in our events. We are having our wine festival on November 13th. So we encourage people to come out and buy a ticket for that. We're really excited about bringing that back this year and truly miss having it last year due to COVID. And we've got a whole host of other events, some smaller events that are happening throughout the end of the year. So, yeah, visit the website, and you can find information about the tours and all of our events.
Awesome. Excellent. Well, we appreciate you joining us. Hope you have a fantastic day, and we'll need to talk to you again.
Yeah, we got to.
Come Wine Festival time.
Yeah.
Yeah, no doubt.
All right.
Great. I'm happy to do it. So thanks for the opportunity, and take care.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, Allison Ramsey.
The Nonprofit Spotlight on Fridays is brought to you by the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation, a wonderful organization that helps our nonprofits stay strong and healthy, and we appreciate them.
We sure do. Thank you so much. Hey, you got more Friday funnies in the queue. It's National Grouch Day or Grumpy Day?
No, it's Grouch Day. Embrace your inner grouch, folks.
Well,
that's what we're doing.
I'm trying to keep mine in check.
Janet and Mark, 434-534-8500 or toll-free 866-916-3776. Call the Morning Jam. The Morning Jam.
Are your wife's in town?
Oh, yeah.
She having a good time?
She always has a good time.
Good.
Pisses me off.
She's a lovely lady.
She's getting old.
Well, women age like fine wine.
She's aging like milk.
Oh, gosh.
Did you guys get another argument this morning?
Yeah, what happened? I don't know. She rolled out of bed, jumped on her menstrual cycle, and ran my ass over.
Wow. Oh, dear. Never heard it put quite that way before.
Oh, it even has a sound. It goes nag, 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 bitch, bitch, bitch.
Okay.
All right. That one was a little naughty.
Well, that was, but it just finally hit me. I'm sorry, I heard that a couple times. It finally hit me. The cycle. I knew he was driving off on a motorcycle, but I didn't make the connection to the M cycle.
Yeah. He's,
wow.
Walter's the ultimate grump on National Grumpy Day.
Wow.
There are very few people as grumpy as Walter is. Pretty grumpy.
Oh, gosh.
All righty, then.
That was good. That was good.
All right. We have...
We needed that. I needed that. I'm sure you did, too.
Everybody needs a little...
By Friday, we're done.
You can't have just a steady diet of all the nonsense that's going on. You've got headlines like Jill Biden flexing political muscle, campaigning for McAuliffe in Virginia.
Wow. Hey, I've got something.
It's bad when Jill Biden has more political muscle than
her
husband.
Right. I got to play this, Janet. I don't know if you heard about Joe Rogan yesterday. Did you hear? Sanjay Gupta, who's a really nice guy. CNN, the medical guy. He's been with him forever and a day. And he went on Joe Rogan's show. I didn't realize it's a three-hour, anal exam. Sorry, since he's a doctor. But he went after, because CNN went after Joe Rogan big time when he got COVID and did use the, was it called the Avermectin or whatever? The horse deworming thing.
Ivermectin.
Yeah. So here's what happened yesterday, and this went on for over an hour.
Popular podcast host Joe Rogan confronting CNN's chief medical correspondent Dr. Sanjay Gupta during his podcast.
They're lying at your network about people taking human drugs versus drugs from veterinary.
Calling it a horse dewormer is not a flattering thing. I get it's that.
They're unfavorably framing it as veterinary medicine. Don't you think that a lie like that is dangerous on a news network when you know that they know they're lying?
Listen,
do you think that's a problem, that your news network lies? Why did they do that?
I don't know.
Let's bring in Media Buzz host Howie Kurtz. He's talking about ivermectin here, Howie, which does have a veterinary form. There's also a human form of it that is typically used to treat a couple of intestinal parasites, sometimes head lice, sometimes certain forms of rosacea. But Joe Rogan was taking the human form prescribed by his doctor, so he wasn't, as CNN claimed, taking a horse dewormer.
John, Joe Rogan absolutely eviscerated Sanjay Gupta in this interview. We could have played clips that went on for a very, very long time. And Dr. Gupta really had no response to the accusation again and again and again that his network was lying and saying that Rogan had taken horse dewormer. In fact, you know, Gupta didn't use that term originally, and he deserves credit for getting into the ring for three flipping hours with Rogan, but he wound up battered and bloodied, and if it was a fight, they would have stopped it.
Right.
Wow. And look, the reason I was upset about the whole, you know, using it as the horse dewormer, mm-hmm. is that there were actually some people who would take the animal version.
Right.
You can't do that.
Right. Yeah, the quality is not there.
You can probably find a doctor who will prescribe it to mm-hmm. you, hopefully, mm-hmm. although some hospitals are forbidding it
right.
for whatever
Which
reason.
Which is insane, because yeah. he goes on to say later in that clip that after 5 days, he got better. It knocked the COVID out of him,
Well,
basically.
And the thing about it is, even if it didn't cure him, mm-hmm. I don't think it would have harmed him,
right.
as long as it was the
prescribed by a doctor.
Human
yeah.
version
mm-hmm.
and not prescribed for a, you know, 800-pound horse or something, you know.
Yeah, your local tractor supply.
But, I mean, I don't blame him.
Yeah.
I don't blame him for going after him. And, yeah. wow, I can't believe he sat there for 3 hours.
Yeah, and you...
Holy cow.
Well, Joe Rogan doesn't... It's a podcast. I mean, he was cussing him. I mean, it just... Whew.
Yeah, he's got a mouth on him.
He does.
I couldn't listen to that for 3 hours.
No, I couldn't either.
It would be too much.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway.
It's 8:30. CBS News Brief coming at you. We'll have at least one more Walter for you. And then Janet's Five and Dine, which I think you'll enjoy this morning too as well. Yeah, it's good stuff. Thanks for joining us on this Friday.
And currently we have 61 degrees.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. In Bedford, 63 in Lynchburg, 61 in Danville, 64 in Roanoke and Salem.
So Janet talked about it earlier in the week about the gas pumps up there in Amherst County. Seen a lot of, you know, bags on fuel pump hoses because they're out of gas. So that problem is trickled its way a little further south into the Lynchburg area as well. We've heard from folks over at the Union 76 station on Langhorne Road. They say expect delayed deliveries. It's not a shortage of gas. It's a shortage of trucks being able to get everything delivered to our gas pumps. Also, the local marathon on 29, the owner said that they have gas. They're fortunate right now to still have it, while others aren't so lucky. But they've asked the community to be patient. It's going to take a little while for this thing to kind of get back into the swing of things. A lot of drivers out there on a road, and pray for your truck drivers. I mean, Janet and I know a lot listen to our radio show here, and you know, they've got quite a task ahead of them to get product, and in this case, to get fuel to the pumps that you and I put gas in our vehicles. But right now, Janet, they're saying it's actually a problem of drivers getting to their gas stations to fill up their tanks, not a shortage of gas. And of course, the prices have gone up close to $1.25 compared to this time last year, which is hard to believe.
Well, the Pennsylvania County Sheriff's Office said an arrest has been made in connection with the murder of a teen at the Danville, Pennsylvania County Fair on September 18th. Joshua Roan, 16, was shot and killed in the parking lot of the fairgrounds around 11:45 p.m. They did release photos of three people of interest in the shooting and now say a juvenile has been arrested and has been charged. Mm. The juvenile was charged on suspicion of murder and the use of a firearm in committing a felony. No additional information about the juvenile is being released because they are under the age of 18. The sheriff's office said the investigation is still ongoing. No date has been set yet for the juvenile's first court appearance.
A couple of old schools getting repurposed in Danville. Two elementary schools that have closed. That would be the former W. Towns Lee and Glenwood Elementary Schools. It's being converted into industrial buildings. The IDA and the City Economic Development Team are excited to get these buildings kind of back online, using them for a different reason now. And so we've seen this especially. There's a lot of good things happening on the south side. You know, you've got the Caesars building and that project getting cranked up and moving. and a lot of other buildings are being used. And I love seeing that happen instead of these things just, you know, become places for
blight,
like, you know, rattlesnakes to hang out, or even squatters. And we've had that happen. Actually, we've lost part of one building in Bedford because of a fire started in one of those buildings up there, vacant buildings. So it's not good to have that, but I'm glad Danville is able to allow these things to be repurposed.
Friday, today, two-way traffic is going to be opening up on Church Street. It was delayed. It was supposed to happen last week. Mm-hmm. Officials say they don't have an exact time of day for when the switch will occur, but it will be by the end of the day. The conversion, again, was supposed to take place last week, but the weather prevented them from completing the painting of the lines in time. Project manager Jim Talon says they're just completing the finishing touches. There's not going to be any ceremony or anything. They're just going to quietly move the barricades away and let it start to happen.
Okay.
Traffic lights will also switch over when the cones are removed, and they've already been tested. So that's a good thing.
Good deal. I'm just looking at something. It's cake decorating day, along with Grouch Day. I just saw that.
What?
Cake decorating day today.
Okay.
What?
I'm not very good at that. I mean, like fancy cake decorating, right. That kind of thing is what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, one of my favorite cake decorations, and it goes along with the favorite cake of mine, is to see that little carrot on top of the carrot
cake. Oh, yeah.
I love how they make a little
only
carrot.
Only it's not a carrot.
Well, no.
It's icing.
It's a candy carrot.
Right. It's an icing carrot.
I love that. That way I know it's like, you know, when you're, especially I'm dyslexic, so I have a hard time looking at menus, but I can look at a row of cakes and I can pick out the carrot cake.
Of course, because it has a big old carrot.
Yeah. Because of the carrot on this. I think it's an ingenious idea.
One of my favorite ones to make is strawberry cream cake. Because you keep it very simple.
That hasn't made it to the studio yet.
It has not. but it's just a simple layer cake, and then you put the strawberries on top of it, and it's really pretty.
Yeah.
So
nice.
Kind of simple, but I like it.
I have a question for you. It's along the food line. Imagine me talking about food. 8% of potatoes grown in the U.S. end up where?
In potato flakes.
You're close.
Am I?
It ends up inside potato chip bags.
Okay.
8%, almost 10% of the potatoes grown in this country end up as a potato chip.
And you know, my Mark has, fortunately, I'm not tempted by chips.
Okay.
That's just not something I'm tempted by.
Right.
But he has to have.
Really?
Yes. He has to have his potato chips.
That's what you're getting for Christmas from me, Mark.
He loves, I mean, he that's his thing.
How about that?
And if you really want to make him happy for lunch, a turkey sandwich with some just plain barbecue chips.
Right.
He's a happy man.
Okay. All right.
I'm not tempted by that for whatever reason.
I'm probably
cheese doodles. He likes cheese doodles.
Oh, cheese doodles, really? I'm more tempted by, corn chips because I love chips and salsa.
Well, now I'm more tempted by that, like a scoop with a nice salsa.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would be more tempted for that.
Sure.
For sure. But
Ruffles or regular chips if you had to choose?
Me?
Yeah.
Ruffles, again, with a dip.
Okay.
Because that reminds me of being a little kid. That's when you knew fancy things were happening. When Mama had Ruffles and French onion dip on the table.
Oh, I love that.
It was
somebody's
birthday at our house.
I wonder if this lady ever had onion dip and Ruffles at her house. Ruth Ann, this is a great way to end the week to hear from you. How are you doing, young lady?
I'm doing great. I'm out and about. It's cool where I'm sitting right now.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And I'm enjoying the morning. I'm waiting for my brother-in-law. He's had surgery yesterday.
Oh.
So I am driving Mr. Daisy today.
Oh. Good for you.
Yes. He's a front seat driver also, and I told him, keep it up. I'm going to put you in the back. He's burning, okay?
Wow. That's funny.
What is it about this strawberry cake that I haven't tasted?
Uh-oh.
Well, I usually do that in the spring. Looks like I'm going to have to bust that out a little bit earlier, huh?
Everybody needs a little bit of strawberry in the wintertime, too. I love strawberry milkshakes.
Yep, that's good stuff.
A bit of soup. Yeah.
All right.
Y'all sound great. I've been listening to you all week, and, I just didn't call in because I have been honored to just take people places so I can do something for people. So that's what I'm doing this week.
Well, good for you.
You're always giving back, yeah. Ruth Ann. That's why you're so awesome.
We had a listener.
Well, I feel good.
We had a listener earlier in the week, on Wednesday, as a matter of fact, say, is Ruth Ann okay? Haven't heard from her.
She's just busy.
I'm doing fine out there.
Good.
I've been kind of quiet. I have my quiet days, though. But today, that hearing about that strawberry cake perked me up a little bit. And I'm sitting in the parking lot. I'm meeting a lot of people because I'm giving them, 2022 calendars.
Nice.
And, yeah.
Nice.
You know, it's
great.
Nice to do that. And her said, is there, you want me to pay you any money? I says, no, giving is free, darling.
That's right.
Hey, will you save one for me?
Yeah. Oh, I got one for you and Rose. I really do.
Okay, good.
And they come by me through Aunt Millie. She belongs to a club, and they every year they send her about 50 different kind of calendars.
Oh, that's
and
cool.
I help her give them out.
Oh, well, good.
That's lovely.
Yeah.
Well, awesome.
Well, kiss Pooh Bear
still
for
listening.
Me.
I'm not calling in as much as I do, but folks out there, I am doing just fine. I'm amazed at myself that I'm able to get out and about. I'm trying to figure out how my hair is going to grow. I got a railroad track going from ear to ear, and that hair is not growing there, but that's okay. It's unique.
Well, yeah. I got to tell you, you look pretty hot with those head things that you wear every time we see you.
Yeah.
They're very creative.
Well, yeah, I got some for the winter, too.
Oh, good.
I do.
Well,
yes.
you wear them well.
Anybody out there that got a headpiece, I'll wear it and take a picture and let you see me out and about with it.
Sounds good.
Thanks for calling in.
Y'all have a great weekend.
All right. You too.
We'll see you later. We love you, kid. Ruth Ann checking in.
Just love
her. Oh, that just puts a smile on my face.
Yeah, she's great.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to have to make her a strawberry cake.
I think, could it show up as a five and dine, possibly?
It might.
It's time for Janet's Five and Dine on the Morning Jam. Give her 5 minutes, and she'll give you some great inspiration for a delicious meal tonight.
Five and Dine is brought to you by our friends at F&L Market. They're on Memorial Avenue in Lynchburg, and they are the area's only locally owned, family-owned, independent grocery store. They have a fantastic meat department. Special orders are no problem. They're cutting and grinding fresh meats every single day. Go by and visit them, and make sure you tell them we sent you. So yesterday we were talking about Greek salads.
We were.
We have a lot of listeners who really enjoy those flavors.
Yeah.
And I just happen to have a recipe for Greek salad. The key is having the right ingredients in your salad and then getting that dressing right.
Right.
You're going to start with a head of romaine, or you can use iceberg. I prefer romaine. Lettuce chopped. A half a red onion sliced very thin. A third of a cup of black olives cut in half. Some cucumbers, a cup of cherry tomatoes cut in half, and a third of a cup of feta cheese. I usually crumble that over it at the end after I put the dressing on. Now, the dressing is where all the real magic is,
all right.
And this is how you make the dressing. You need a half a cup of really good olive oil. Don't go cheap on it. It needs to be a good olive oil.
Okay.
Two garlic cloves, finely minced. A tablespoon of fresh lemon juice, a fourth of a teaspoon of Dijon mustard, a tablespoon of Duke's mayonnaise, a half a teaspoon of red wine vinegar is what I prefer. You can use white vinegar, but red wine I think is a little better.
Okay.
A half a teaspoon of salt, a fourth of a teaspoon of Italian seasoning, and a fourth of a teaspoon of ground black pepper. And you're going to put everything in your jar. I usually just put it in a mason jar. Shake it vigorously until it's combined. Pour it over the salad, then put the feta over top of it and serve it up. And
nice.
It is delicious. And it's even delicious the next day, because it stays nice and crunchy.
Yeah.
You can also throw some shrimp on there, maybe some chicken if you want some protein, but it's good just by itself. Check out the recipe by going to Facebook, type in Janet's Five and Dine. You'll find this recipe and all the recipes that we share here on The Morning Jam, brought to you by F&L Market, where their meats are a cut above.
Before you fire up the coffee maker, turn on The Morning Jam with Janet and Mark on the Virginia Talk Radio Network.
I come from a long line of Southern cooks, and one thing my mama always told me was ingredients matter. That's why I trust the experienced butchers at F&L Market, Lynchburg's only locally and family-owned independent grocery store. Their staff cuts and grinds fresh meats daily and will offer you the personal service you desire for everyday meals or special occasions. This week at F&L Market, save on Family Pack New York Strip Steaks, $7.79 a pound. Daniel Boone Country Ham are $2.89 a pound, slice for free. Boneless beef chuck roast are $5.59 a pound. Save on ragu pasta sauce, 3 for $5. Bush baked beans, 5 for $5. And the General Bill cereal sale continues at 2 for $5. Also save on North Carolina sweet potatoes. They're 69 cents a pound. Stop by F&L Market today, 2517 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. Their meat is a cut above.
You too. Are you all right? No. What's wrong? I'm cast.
Why?
I have no idea.
Well, have you ever thought about it being happy?
Yeah, what happened? Pissed me off.
What would happen if you were happy?
Your show would suck.
You know, Walter, just once, I think you should try being happy.
You're an idiot. What the hell is wrong with you? What, I call you an idiot and you smile like I gave you cake?
Do you want to be in a good mood?
Not if I'd look like a moron like you. No, thank you. I've seen you walk by perfect strangers and go, oh, hello, how are you? So? That makes mothers hide their children from you.
You don't think I should be nice to strangers?
You know, even dogs sniff assholes first.
Wow. Oh my.
Maybe you should try that.
Oh wow. The ultimate grump on National Grump Day.
Yeah, Walter.
Walter is. He is the ultimate grumpy.
Mm-hmm.
I've known people like him.
Yeah.
Worked with them. Mm-hmm. Have them in my family.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Not so much anymore. I had an uncle that was kind of like that.
You know, I talked about my old boss, Pete. Pete Schlattis, I think, was his name. It's been so long. It was his late 70s. And he was a heavy smoker. He's German. He called. Did anybody respond to what Spuckelani meant? He would call us all kinds of German words, and we didn't know what it meant.
I don't think they know what it means either. Okay. It's probably just as well that they don't.
Yeah.
It's probably not nice.
But I'll tell you where Pete would... Peter was his name. Where Peter would cut loose is he got us all to join somehow the soccer team. He loved soccer. And we played in this, you know, league. I'd never played soccer in my whole life. And we played in this league for one season. And I never saw the guy have so much fun and smile. And soccer is a very, I mean, I didn't realize you had to run so much in soccer. And
oh, yeah.
Here for a guy that was, and Peter was lean, but he was a heavy smoker. But man, he could play him some soccer. It blew me away. It was like the first time I ever saw my dad, Janet, in his 50s. He was about 56 at the time. Here I am about, you know, or maybe he was 54. I was 13. Went up to the rec center, roller skating.
Uh-huh.
I could not roller skate. So my dad puts on skates. I don't even know he's putting on skates.
Uh-huh.
Next thing you know, my dad is on the floor skating.
Backwards?
Yes.
Forwards?
Well, forwards.
All over.
And then he came by me backwards. It blew my mind. I never knew this about my father.
That's
and
funny.
I thought, well, that sure as heck didn't get passed down to me because I can't even go forwards.
You can't. Can you roller skate
Oh, I cannot.
Now?
I cannot.
You still can't roller
my
skate.
My legs just get so stiff. I cannot bend my knees. It's pitiful.
Oh,
it is
wow.
Totally pitiful.
That's so funny.
But it's amazing when people get out. And my dad wasn't a grump, but Peter was. But it's amazing when you get people in a different setting, how they can just change
you
their
mean,
whole.
You mean like my husband trying to catch firecrackers on the 4th of July?
Oh, my gosh.
Go long. What are you doing? I mean, you would have thought he was playing high school football again.
Right.
Craziness.
So this is, okay, I'm going to get him a set of, what do they call them, blackjacks, I think. blackjack firecrackers and potato chips for Christmas.
Yeah, there you go. He's a simple man. Yeah. Appreciates simple things.
Yeah.
Well, you've heard of the As Seen on TV stores.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah, it's a guilty pleasure, honestly.
It is fun going
in
those.
I go in and walk yeah. through. Well, now there is As Seen on TikTok. That seems to be the new As Seen on TV.
Okay.
In near the Twizzlers and Sour Patch Kids, there are random items like fidget toys and fruit-shaped soft jelly candies that mm-hmm. earned a spot on the candy store shelves because they went viral on TikTok. A flood of videos last year showed people biting into the fruit gummies plastic casing,
okay.
squirting artificially colored jelly from their mouths.
Right.
Store staffers urged the company to stock up on the gummies, and they did so well that they decided to make TikTok part of its sales strategy.
Mm.
They now have signs with the app's logo all over the stores, and the goods from TikTok make up 5 to 10% of weekly sales.
How about that?
They say it's an insane number.
Huh.
And at Barnes & Noble's, there are display signs with hashtag BookTok, okay. a book recommendation hashtag.
Right.
Amazon has a section of its site called Internet Famous with list of products that anyone who has spent time on TikTok would recognize. There's even a hashtag, TikTok made me buy it. Okay. It has more than 5 billion views on TikTok.
Oh, wow. How about that?
Everything from leggings, purses, cleaners, even feta cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Videos of the baked feta pasta recipe sent that salty white cheese flying out of supermarket refrigerators
How
earlier
about that?
This year.
Isn't that something?
It's pretty funny.
What? Yeah.
And I've made that. I shared it on 5 and 9. I loved it so much.
Mm-hmm.
Where you do the roasted tomatoes and you put the feta in the middle and then you toss the pasta with it. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to settle for a Let's Go Brandon t-shirt instead.
Oh, really? Not so much the TikTok?
See, that's the beauty of it. Most people don't know what that means. Oh, right. Who's Brandon?
Yeah, so they don't know that you're being rude to the president.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's sort of the stealth way of...
All right.
Uh-huh.
Here's something I'd like to see.
Okay.
Oregon Zoo.
Yeah?
Has their annual squishing of the squash event coming up.
Okay. The squishing of the squash.
It's a favorite fall tradition, apparently.
Wow.
The Portland's resident elephants pulverize some of the region's biggest pumpkins.
Okay.
On this prelude to Halloween event.
Right.
Says these pumpkins are huge. They are absolutely ginormous. And they just take their foot and they just crunch it.
Okay.
They dropped off a prize-winning 828-pound pumpkin.
No way.
For the elephants to enjoy destroying.
Wow.
And local farmers often donate overstock pumpkins
okay.
for the animal enrichment efforts.
Okay.
That's pretty great. I had a friend who posted a video this week of this beautiful white pumpkin. I love the white pumpkins.
Okay.
Or the Cinderella pumpkins.
Right.
The ones, the French ones that are kind of squatty and they look like Cinderella's coach.
Right.
And she had a hole. Something had come and eaten.
Oh, wow.
A hole inside of it. So they set up a camera and they caught. They caught him.
What was it?
It was a squirrel.
A squirrel? Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, the squirrels, they think they're tasty.
Yeah.
So don't bleach the inside of your pumpkin, because they'll eat your jack-o'-lantern.
Yeah.
If you...
No, that's true.
Yeah. So don't bleach it.
Did you see
they can have some pumpkin.
The video of the tiger in Dubai that did the gender reveal? They had this huge balloon.
Okay.
Bigger than a beach ball. And it was hanging from a stick, and there's huge tiger. They're taunting the tiger with it.
Uh-huh.
And this tiger jumps way up and hits it with his paw, and pink powder goes everywhere. That's how they revealed the gender of the child. I thought that was creative.
So it was a human reveal, not what his wife
right.
or his yeah. significant other.
Right. No, they let the tiger do. You imagine what that cost? So what would it cost to get a tiger to do a gender
reveal? I have to think. I have to say, I think gender reveals are dumb.
Do you?
I do.
I think they're going to be outlawed before it's over.
Well, yeah, because you're assuming your baby's sex.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a matter of time.
Yeah. Well, it's a matter of plumbing for me, but...
Well,
to figure out what's what.
Right.
Anyway.
It's not that hard, really.
Hey, make today awesome.
Make your weekend awesome.
Yeah. It's good doing the show again with you, Miss Janet. We'll do it again on Monday. Does that sound all right?
Indeed, we will.
All right. See you then.